This podcast is sponsored by Buxton in Bayside, the premier Bayside real estate agency. Welcome to the Bayside Bubble. I am Marie Lacey, and together with my co-host Kate Harvey, we are delighted to share fun and fascinating stories that make Bayside one of the best places to live in the world. The Bayside Bubble podcast is all about our local community, connecting with Baysiders who make a positive difference to where we live. This podcast would not be possible without our sponsors, Buxton in Bayside and Chisholm Constructions. So get on board and share the bubble love.
Welcome back to the Bayside Banter, listeners. Hi, Marie Lacey.
Hello, Kitty Cat. We're back again.
We are.
Feels good to be back in the seat, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? In the saddle.
In the saddle. Not in the bike saddle.
No.
Anyway, we're back and we're here and I hope you enjoy the last chat. So now
we are talking today about the beautiful historic homestead of Bililla in Brighton, Marie Lacey.
In Halifax.
Street.
Yes.
Indeed it is. And the reason why we're doing that is because right now council are out to get people's say in how they want it conserved. So up until a very short while ago, it was leased to a local school, and when that lease was up, there was a high level of request from residents for the council to use it for the benefit of the community. So they have decided that they're going to do that, and they're in the middle of developing a conservation plan at the moment.
Great. Do we know when that plan will be done?
The consultations close the 28th of February.
Okay.
They have already they've already set aside $300,000 to do some refurbishment, but then obviously ongoing there will be further funds allocated to it, but absolutely for the use of the community. So big, big consultation period at the moment, and there's two ways for people to go in there and provide feedback on how they would like the house to be used and as part of the community. So first of all, you can go in and log in on the website and put your feedback there as you always can with the Have Your Say part of the Bayside Council website. Or the more fun way, Marie, is that they are doing a series of events, not unfortunate events, a very fortunate events to enjoy the gardens and get people there to provide comments and you know, write on postcards and things.
Well, just on that.
Mm.
On the 5th of December last year, they had a concert.
Oh, did they?
A classical concert.
Oh, how delightful.
So they had the Bayside Chamber Orchestra, and they performed works from Mozart and all the people like that.
Oh, you know, those wonderful.
How fancy. Mozart and Beethoven. Gee, they were great things to study when you were at school, weren't they?
Those
years ago.
Yeah, we didn't appreciate it then.
No,
though.
Not at all. No.
Whereas now we pay good money to go and see that.
So back in December they had this concert.
Great.
And apparently it was fantastic. And what they did then, like you said, they got the public to come along, enjoy the concert, but also submit their ideas on those postcards.
Awesome.
And hopefully the council will listen to those ideas so that people can enjoy the gardens, because they're actually, it's not private land.
No.
It's publicly owned.
It is publicly owned. Yeah. And that's, and not a lot of people know that, is even when the school was leasing it, the gardens are for public use. So even though there's a white picket fence around it, you can go in there and have a picnic and, you know.
And that's why you see all the dogs having a bit of a walk.
Family and stuff in there.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yes, it's still public land in there. The Bayside Artists in Residence program is there too. So hopefully that will be able to continue to stay there, and maybe it will enhance the artist.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so too.
I really do.
I love that sort of part of us.
I think there would be an uproar if they didn't still.
I'd say so.
That.
But I think, I'd love to see even more. I love that.
Okay. And I noticed in that garden, and well, probably what we should do is the podcast in person. So remember we did the podcast in person last year with the Sandy Street Art Project, which went really well. Mm. And we said we'd do another one because of COVID, we couldn't.
Sure.
But I think maybe we should go down to the Bilila Gardens and do one there.
Yeah.
You could serve us high tea and some.
Could I now?
Yeah, some champagne.
Well, this sounds like a lot of work for me.
Apparently in the gardens, Kitty Cat. There is a massive Canary Island pine tree.
Right.
Huge tree. I've seen it from the front. I've never actually walked under it, but I think we should do that.
Yeah, sure.
But it is listed
on the National Trust Register of Significant Trees.
That's
pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
So we need to go and have a look at that too.
We do. I wonder what you need to do. I wonder what the criteria is for getting on the National List of Significant Trees.
Maybe that's the next banter, because when you hear the word register.
I know.
How many registers are there? And find the most quirky one. Anyway, that's a good topic. Right. I'm glad you raised that with us today.
You're welcome.
So the Bayside City Council need to listen to the public, provide, you know, a great space for people to enjoy their life out in Bayside and Brighton.
Yep.
And music, art.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just a little bit of history. We haven't actually talked about the history of it. So it was built in... Nicholas Ware originally owned the block of land in 1872, and it was subdivided, and then records show that Robert Wright built, owned and occupied the property from 1878, and then it was passed through a number of hands.
Was he English?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A successful miner.
Oh.
There you go.
Is that another word for convict?
Probs. Obviously.
Gold miner? An iron ore miner?
We haven't done a lot of research.
No, we haven't. We probably need. But that's interesting that he's
significant tree register and Robert Wright next time.
Yeah, okay.
It's good to hear a good news story from that time, right?
It is, yeah.
Exactly. It was passed through a number of hands over the next 10 years, and in 1888 it was purchased by a pastoralist.
That's a great word, isn't it?
William Weatherly, who named the property Bililla because he already had a property in New South Wales, I think, of the same name. And,
okay.
You know, why reinvent the wheel, right?
Yes.
So he remodelled the house and made alterations and extension to the building in the Art Nouveau style.
There's a contrast.
Yes, yeah, that's okay. Right. And Brighton City Council actually got the property in 1973 on behalf of local citizens and reserved it for, and I quote, public purposes.
Ah, that's where it's from. Do you know, I was just looking up where the word, it's at Bililla, it sounds indigenous.
Mm.
No, it doesn't.
No, I think you're right.
And I'm just saying what it means, but I cannot find that. It says there must be. There must be what it
means. While you're doing that, what I'm going to tell the listeners is that another event that's going on at Bililla to enjoy the grounds, et cetera, and provide feedback is a garden tea party.
Oh, that sounds
good. On the 27th of February. Thank you very much.
Do you think they'll serve scones, jam and cream?
Yes.
That's a bit of a favourite of mine.
I absolutely know they will because I've read the...
Oh, good.
I've read the feedback.
Great.
The invite for it. So they're going to have vintage lawn games.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Vintage lawn games. Roving entertainers, face painting, storytelling, sweet treats.
Oh, I'm
and
loving
more.
It.
That's where we are. So, you know, pack a picnic, bring the family, and there'll obviously be some. Oh, the Bayside Country Women's Association are going to be there, Marie.
Oh, well, there's
the
definitely scones.
Going to be there.
And they'll make a mean banana and carrot cake, which is always a favourite of the year. I still love the old style cake.
Me too.
You know, all those fancy Black Forest cakes that came in the 1980s, they can go back to the
really
box.
They really can. They can go back to where they came from.
Yeah, I don't like them at all. Go back to the Black Forest and stay down there.
Just stay there. We'll have our scones, banana cake and carrot cake. Yep. Thank
very
you very
happy
much.
That.
So, yes, you can register to attend that
on
the website,
as
well.
And it's free.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
brilliant.
You just have to register your event. Register your attendance.
Well,
that's it.
We should try and get there if we can, but we'll see. We'll
I'm away that weekend.
You're away that weekend. Okay, well, maybe I can pop down and
I'd
eat
love
your,
you to
eat your share of cake.
You do that.
That's
and
the way
take
to do
a
it.
Picture of the tree for me
I
as
will,
well.
Actually.
I
will.
To
and
see
I'd like
that.
To know what this Bililla means. So when I go and visit, I'll find out. And,
all right.
Yeah, because I can't find it on the website.
We need an update. And look, anyone who has any further information about Bililla House, please let us know. We're fascinated. It's a beautiful house. I love that we're now looking at this as a real public
space,
that we can enjoy.
Yes.
And it'll be, you know, such a great jewel in the crown of Brighton, I believe.
It opens up another can of worms, really, about, you know, public space that you don't know about.
Mm.
So I remember, and I'm going off the Bililla now.
It's okay.
Because I remember going down to the Mornington Peninsula, so Portsea, and there's a famous walk where you walk...
Yes.
At the top of Millionaire's Walk. Now, a lot of people don't know about that walk. People do now. Once you get there, you realise, firstly, the wealth, but secondly, you can walk in their back
gardens.
And one day I was up there with a couple of girlfriends and I saw this driveway and there's actual World War II tunnels. They're like a bunker. Yeah, right. There's a couple of bunkers.
Yeah.
And so I walked up to this guy.
Of course you did.
There's a house and there's a dog. And what happened was this house is actually on like it's...
Common land?
No, it's on common land, but it's also like a National Trust heritage house.
Okay.
So the local school puts the principal and then the teacher in there. So that's what they were. So we just came across this couple.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I didn't know about the history of this World War II. He goes, come and I'll show you. So he took me into his garage and there's a bunker in there.
Oh, my gosh. Mm,
that was a bit of an open. Yeah, so things like that.
Yes.
There's so much there. We need to do some sort of investigation.
We're going to do that more.
Yeah.
So
you can actually walk across it. You can walk across.
Yes. And it does feel like you're intruding on their privacy, I must admit. But I still did it. Yeah. I still gawked.
And then I said to him, he's a really lovely guy. I said, do you have any carrot cake or banana cake?
And he said, no, but I've got some scones.
That's correct. And there's another interesting discussion. Do you put the jam, the scone, the cream on top of what?
Jam on the bottom, the end.
Same. Well, that's thanks for sharing that about Blilla.
Well, I want everyone to really get on board with this because I would love to see it as a real foundation of this community and bringing us together now that we can get back together. Yeah. I'm very excited by this project.
That's a great project. I think that's excellent that you're so passionate about, and I like
Thank you.
I do really enjoy that. So we need to get the lady from the Blilla Mansion who's in the arty job.
We do.
What does she do again?
I don't know. She's
an artist
researched.
Apparently. Okay, apparently there's an artist there who is heading up the program.
But there's more than one, isn't there?
Well, there's more, yeah. Oh, but she's the head of. So we need to get the head honcho in.
All right. I'll leave that to you, okay?
Okay.
You're good at talking to people.
Okay, I'll do that. So you're pretty good at it too. Well done, Kitty Cat. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Love that. Love the facts.
Thank
Just
you.
Two things to find out. What were they? Recap again. The name of what it means, the actual meaning of the Blilla, where it's derived from.
Yes, and then National Tree Register.
Yeah,
criteria.
Why? Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Good banter, Kitty Cat.
Thank you. Thank you. Lovely to see you all. Well, not see you all, but talk to you all this week.
We do need to see our listeners at some stage. We will organise the podcast in person. That's our next planning.
Blackrock House have got their tours back on.
Yes, we need to do that as well.
We need to do something
like
that.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yep.
Okay. Au revoir.
Thanks, everyone. See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Bayside Bubble. If you've enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support us, you can like, subscribe and leave a review on your favourite podcast platform. Or if you have no idea what that means, just tell your family and friends, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, whoever will listen. Catch all the latest from us on Insta and Facebook and take a look at our website, baysidebubble.com.au, while you're at it. And of course, this podcast would not be possible without Buxton Real Estate and Chisholm Constructions. So thanks again. We'll see you next time on the Bayside Bubble.